Hey, everybody. Good morning. This is Candace with Autism One Radio. Today, my guest is Corey Hillis. Good morning, Corey.
Good morning.
Today's date is 7/16 of 2019, and Corey's going to talk to us about EMF and EMF Solutions. And that's the name of your company, is that right? EMF Solutions?
Yep, EMF Solutions. That's us.
Now, can you tell me what is EMF? It's not EMF, it's EMF. What is that?
Yeah, electromagnetic frequency is what it stands for, and it's kind of the hottest topic in holistic health right now for good reason. And the term's thrown around a lot. To describe it simply, EMFs are radiation. So radiation, it comes from anything electric, and it can come from other things, but everything electric definitely gives off one form of radiation or another. And there's different frequencies of radiation. So electricity will give off a frequency. That means these photons that are traveling light speed carrying energy, which is what EMF radiation is, and EMFs are. When they have a force, a magnetic and electric force that oscillates back and forth as they travel light speed, when it oscillates at 60 waves per second, that's likely coming from electricity, this man-made stuff that we use to power everything in your house. When it oscillates in the billions of waves per second, that's probably a microwave, which comes from things like cell phones, radio towers, cell phone towers, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth and Wi-Fi, everything. And then it goes all the way up to X-rays, which everybody knows radiation in that form. That's many trillions of waves per second. So the frequency determines what you call it, but they're all electromagnetic frequencies. They're all EMFs.
So we know there are serious health implications, and this does change your DNA, correct?
It's been proven so many times to do that. I know of at least 50 studies showing that low-frequency EMFs that we take for granted, the kind that we have in our houses and our homes and our offices and our schools, are damaging DNA. And then there's a bunch more studies, of course, proving that the higher frequencies of X-rays and gamma rays, the really high frequencies, also are damaging DNA. The difference is the ionizing radiation, which is the really high frequencies. They call it ionizing. That oscillates so fast, it takes such an intensity to do that, that the fast oscillations can directly damage DNA. So everybody knows, don't be around a leaky nuclear power plant because that's directly going to damage your DNA. Well, if you're on a cell phone and you have billions of waves per second radiation, all the physicists are agreeing that it can't directly damage DNA. But it's been shown by the biologists, 10,000 studies, by the way. I mean, overly proven. It's so proven that we know more about this than smoking is bad for you. But it's been proven that the low-frequency EMFs are indirectly harming us by causing a reaction in our cells. And this information of knowing how that this low-frequency radiation harms us is brand new. I mean, it's only discovered about 7 years ago by a great smart scientist up in Washington State University called Dr. Martin Paul. Anybody who wants to research, that's Dr. Martin, P-A-L-L. He shows the mechanism and the domino effect that happens that leads to the DNA damage from all of these low frequencies, whether it's electricity, you know, or all the way up in the cell phone range.
So not that that's not enough, the harm that it causes, but what other health implications might it have, like, you know, immediate, direct things that we might be able to feel or the way we think or...
Well, I think it's good to start with the basic. So the basic is what it's literally doing is it's causing a reaction. So I'm going to explain it in a way that almost nobody ever heard, I'm trying to be layman term here so everybody can understand. When you microwave your food, the microwave, the little photons that are produced are oscillating at about 2.5 billion times a second. Well, that's shaking and it's vibrating the molecules inside the microwave oven. That shaking and vibrating is what causes the molecules to shake, smash into each other. That causes friction, and that's how the heat is caused to heat your food, by basically taking a little tiny hammer 2.5 million times a second and pulverizing molecules.
So it damages in that way.
It heats in that way. But the shaking and the vibrating, it turns out, and this is all kinds of like theories that we're basically in a process of proving, the shaking and the vibrating is what's opening up a voltage-gated calcium channel. So basically, there is a gate on your cell that's supposed to stay closed. When you need double ion calcium in your cell, then it opens and lets one in, and then it closes again, so nothing else can get in. Well, the shaking and vibrating from all these different frequencies is allowing this voltage-gated calcium channel, this door to open, and letting in too much calcium in your cell. So when you have too much calcium, go ahead.
It's kind of like, you know, the toxins mimicking the essential minerals for life. They're like letting these toxins into the cell, thinking the cell thinks it's a mineral that we need. So it's kind of,
well, I'm not sure if it's thinking anything, but it's like the vibrating is causing a door to open that shouldn't open, allowing every double ion calcium floating by to fly into the cell. So when the cell has too much of a certain kind of calcium, too many free radicals, it leads to nitric oxide increases, it leads to the DNA damage, and a bunch of other stuff that Dr. Martin Paul is better at explaining in biology terms. So that's the root cause on a cellular level. Now, because of those things that are happening in the cell, and this imbalance of calcium, having too much calcium compared to magnesium, sodium, and the other things that are supposed to be balanced in your cell, this leads to cells getting sticky. Red blood cells get sticky. They don't fit through capillaries, which only fit one cell at a time. So red blood cells, people know, are supposed to deliver oxygen to your tissue. So if they're not going through the capillaries because they're sticky, which has been shown in lots of tests, then your tissue oxygen goes down, and the oxygen in your brain goes down. And that's why one of the symptoms of EMFs is concentration difficulties, headaches, but it also leads to, the most common is fatigue, sleep problems, headaches, but it also has immune system imbalances. There's a ton of studies at the bioinitiative.org on cancer, tumors, Alzheimer's, low melatonin production when you're sleeping, sperm motility issues, and kind of the list goes on, but that's some of the really common
effects. And that's another
effects.
Thing. Is it frying our eggs and our sperms?
Well, what you just said is a monumental statement, because the biggest reason that I'm passionate about this issue is what you just said. So there's a guy named Barry Trower, and that's like Tower with an R, Trower. He's a brilliant retired physicist from the Navy, the Secret Service, and British Navy, okay? And he retired. He used microwaves as weapons as one of his jobs over there. So he's kind of an expert in the EMF field. And microwaves are what comes off cell phones and Wi-Fi and Bluetooth, everything. He says that people who are deciding to put Wi-Fi in schools should be thrown in jail, flat out. He starts speeches that way sometimes. He's so adamant about it because he knows what it's doing. The reason that he explains this, and I'll try to be brief, is the voltage-gated calcium channels are opening, causing DNA damage, okay? The problem is, and they don't know why, but eggs are getting 10 times the DNA damage of an adult. And it gets worse because the first 100 days of eggs, so let me go back. So let's say a woman gets pregnant and she has a baby girl growing inside of her. In the first trimester or so, that baby girl makes what's going to become all of her 400 and some thousand eggs that one day in 20 or 30 years she may have kids, okay? Those eggs are getting 10 times the DNA damage that she's forming in the first 100 days, okay? But the problem is those eggs don't have the ability to repair the DNA damage like we do. So we repair most of our DNA damage. Some of it we don't, and that's aging, that's health problems, and so on. But the fetus who's growing the brand new eggs, or what becomes the 400 some thousand eggs, doesn't have the ability to repair. So what you're doing is when you're exposing a pregnant woman to EMFs, You're hurting the woman, you're hurting the child, which is getting more DNA damage, but the eggs, the grandkids of that woman who's pregnant, are getting the most DNA damage, like possibly 100 or more times the DNA damage that doesn't heal. So that is a scary proposition, because this experiment that we're doing on our grandkids, we won't see it for decades. And by then, Barry Trower was saying, you know, it's too late. We literally altered the DNA of the human race.
If we see babies in the next 10 years, I think we'll be lucky, actually. So tell us about the solutions for being surrounded by EMF. It's everywhere, right? I mean, because everybody's got a cell phone. Everybody's got a microwave. It's everywhere. It's just bouncing everywhere.
Well, I did mention this briefly, but I do want to mention, if anybody's listening and this is a new subject to them, if they want science, if they just want to look at studies or summaries of studies from scientists that don't sell anything, that don't have an agenda, and they just say, okay, I just want to see the science, I mentioned the bioinitiative.org. It's a great website because it's they're scientists and environmental leaders from around the world. They don't sell anything. They're not funded by anybody with an agenda one way or another. They've been doing it over 10 years, and they have over 4,000 studies. If you go to the webpage, I think you can click on conclusions or the Bioinitiative Report, conclusions and summary, and you'll see a summary of at least 1,800 studies in just 2012's sub-report in that website. So I just wanted to get that out there. But you asked about what we can do about it?
Yeah. And also, before you go on, let's Dr. Martin Paul, P-A-L-L.
Uh-huh.
And is that on PubMed, or we just Google him? And
you can YouTube that name, Dr. Martin Paul and EMF, or Dr. Martin Paul, EMF and autism, and you'll see him speaking about EMFs. And the voltage-gated calcium channels. And you'll also see him talking about the possibility that this EMF problem is potentially one of the, if not the biggest cause of autism. And he explains it scientifically. So it's a very interesting thing to YouTube.
Cool. Now let's talk about solutions.
Sure. So there's before we get into the actual solutions, I want to say that this, because the subject is so new, and because of the discovery, because we've been using this technology like microwaves in society for 50 years almost. I mean, it took us 50 years, by the way, to discover an X-ray was hurting DNA and harming people. 50 years we didn't know X-rays hurt people. Now we do, of course. Well, it took about that long for microwaves to be discovered that that's hurting people. And now that we know, unfortunately, a lot of people recognized the problem because of all the studies and started coming up with solutions because it's such a big problem, but they didn't know what the EMS were how the EMS were hurting us. So one like giant misconception in the business, it kind of drives me crazy, is there's a lot of companies that have been having solutions for years, but they were basing it on theories that really don't, in my opinion, have any merit. And then quite the opposite, if you look at the common sense science of it, it actually doesn't make sense. So I'm not going to go through and like badmouth any particular companies, but there's a lot of misinformation out there. I can tell you that blocking an EMF is what one of the popular solutions is. Energy doesn't disappear. So blocking should really be called reflecting, because the EMF, the energy is going to bounce off something and go the opposite direction, right? We can't make the energy disappear. That's like a law of science. So if the microwave oven heats your food because the walls keep the photons in, so it causes more and more of the violent shaking. Well, if you did that, let's say, to your house, then anything electric in the house couldn't escape out. So you would make it worse. It would amplify anything in the house, make it worse, even though the outside stuff couldn't get in. So that's, you have to be careful doing that. People are doing the smart meter cover, like trying to block it, and all they're doing is bouncing the radiation that's trying to get away from your house, bouncing it back into your house because they're putting it on the outside cover. So I can go on and on all day about all these mistakes people are making and trying to fix the problem. And that's a whole very valuable conversation in and of itself. So what I'm going to tell you is I believe that we have solutions that are based on the actual root causes of the science that are showing what indirect, how EMFs are indirectly affecting us. So that's really important to know because, like I said, there's so many different ideas out there, and we really are basing ours on like Dr. Martin Paul and some science. But anyway, so our solutions are, the first common sense stuff is try to avoid it. You can't, because if any of your listeners go to antennasearch.com, they can type in their address and they'll probably see that within 2 or 3 miles of their house, there's hundreds of cell towers. So we're just in a sea of radiation. So you can't really avoid it, but you can minimize it. So if you put your phone on airplane mode, phones are less radiation, and sometimes it cuts out the microwaves completely. It depends on the phone. At least it lessens it quite a bit. So when you go to bed at night, put it on airplane mode. When you're not using it, put it on airplane mode. Phones are a big deal. They max out most EMF meters that I own. Max it out. And my meters go hundreds of times over the safe level according to BioInitiative. So just that alone is a big deal. Wi-Fi routers, if you're not going to fix it with our products, which I think ours are the best way, the best thing you could do in the world, at least don't put it anywhere near your bedroom. You can also get timers to shut them off at night and things like that. So that's like, these are things that everybody should be able to do. If you have no money in the world, like, you should do that day one. And then all of the Bluetooth and Wi-Fi stuff, try to get stuff that plugs in instead. You know, everything doesn't have to be Bluetooth. I have a great surround sound speaker system in my living room, and it's all, you know, wired. So that's just common sense stuff. But outside of that, I will admit I have a cell phone, I have a laptop, I have the strongest router that I could find because I want good Wi-Fi. I am not against the cell phone companies, the cell towers, or even 5G that's coming out that everybody's so scared of, because I really believe that our solutions, our products work. And we've shown it 8 different ways. So if you want to talk a little bit about our specific, you know, products.
That'd be great.
So I believe that people should fix in this order. It tends to be the most important. Fix where you sleep first. Most chronic fatigue and sleep issues is one of the biggest, you know, most common health issues in the world, especially in this country. I don't think it's a coincidence that it's the number one symptom of EMFs. I think that's not a coincidence at all. I don't think it's a coincidence that we have people fixing their homes with our products, and it's our number one testimonial. And I have hundreds of testimonials from text messages and emails in my phone I can show people. Like, it's common we get them. It's awesome. But fix where you sleep first. And to do that, we have a product called a home harmonizer. Or a room harmonizer. So on the minimum budget, you could buy a $129 room harmonizer. It's something that plugs in next to your bed, and at least your sleep area becomes what we call remediated, okay? So that potentially you can not just sleep better, but you can rest properly when you're sleeping, hopefully. And by cutting out this stress, our products don't cure anything, but by cutting out a giant stress on you, then your body has more energy to rest, to heal, to make melatonin when you're sleeping, to digest your food, to do whatever your body's priorities are. Go ahead.
A lot of people don't know, but the springs in your mattress will attract this EMF?
Yes. So metal amplifies the effect of EMFs. And nobody out there can figure out why. It's so simple, it's crazy. If you have a metal, like if you have a wooden board and then one made out of metal right next to it, if you hit both with a hammer, the one with metal is going to vibrate more, right?
Right.
Well, our theory that's being proved is that the shaking and vibrating from the EMFs is what causes the issue. Well, when EMFs hit the metal springs in your bed or metal frame on your bed or metal anything, it just resonates that shaking and vibrating so well that it amplifies the effects that makes EMFs worse for us. So metal in general in today's world, unfortunately, around the EMFs, is just worse to be around, whether it's metal jewelry, sitting on a metal chair that in an unremediated environment, or having metal springs or a metal frame around your bed. So yeah, metal definitely makes it worse. Sorry if
so
I'm getting too sciencey on here.
Oh,
but
no, I'm enjoying this because I'm learning a lot.
The cool thing is I don't want to explain too much and be boring, but I can tell you that all the things that I'm talking about can be explained in really common sense when you know some basic science. It's really, all the puzzle pieces fit. It's common sense.
We start where we sleep.
For sure. Start where you sleep, because if you can rest better and get a good night's sleep, we have so many people that tell us, like, oh, my gosh, I wake up before my alarm. I haven't done that in years, and I have more energy, like, with less sleep and stuff like that. So that's, if you can't get a good night's sleep, it's almost impossible to be a healthy person, because that's where you're resting and repairing everything. That's where you make melatonin to repair. That's where you make adrenaline, much of which for the next day, and on. So anyway, fix where you sleep. Number two is usually fix your cell phone, because they're so bad, and we usually carry them, use them all day. Men put them in their pockets. So that's like number two. And we have something called a cell chip, a little chip you put on the back of your phone near your battery, and then that's remediated. And then the third thing would get a personal device, because when I'm not home, because my home is completely remediated, everything in my home is completely remediated, and my car. When I'm not home, I wear a personal card called an XL personal card, and that way I have a pretty good amount of remediation everywhere I go. It's not 100%, but it's pretty darn strong, and it's like, I would say 80-90%, depending on where you are and how bad it is. So that everywhere you go, you're getting some help.
And we can order this, and it will come in the mail. And of course, I would get one for each of my children.
Exactly. Well, we have,
you know, they're in a classroom with kids. Everybody has a cell phone now. All these kids have cell phones. So they're, say, in a class with 32 kids.
Right. And the cell chip protects you a little bit, like, I hate to use that word, but remediates the radiation on the cell phone, your cell phone, the personal card, or the kid band or adult band, which is like a Fitbit-style band that you can put on your wrist. That's helping you take care of everybody else's cell phone.
Now, is that waterproof?
It is. It looks like a Fitbit kind of style, similar. The band, it comes in different colors that are fun for kids. And there's kind of like a sparkly one and then a not a sparkly one, depending on the kid's preference. You can change the colors each day, take the middle piece out, and you can wear either blue, black, and red, or the other one I think is pink, purple, and white colors in, so you can interchange them. It's just fun.
And where can we find these products? We can go to your website.
Sure. EMFSOL.com. So EMFSOL. It's the first three letters of solutions.com.
Cool. So would you actually go into a home and assess what people would need?
Sure. So what I told you is kind of the bare minimum. If you got a room harmonizer that does what it says, it's going to remediate the EMFs in a room. So if you did the bare minimum, you put it by your bed, because that's the most important place to take care of. And by the way, you kind of have to leave it there, because when you use our products, they take a couple of hours, give or take, to adjust things and to settle and to actually start fully working. You can't like walk into different rooms and plug them in and immediately be taken care of. But what I told you was kind of the bare minimum, like fix the room, fix the cell phone, and get a device you can walk around with. So for a couple hundred dollars or so, you can get a lot of this taken care of. But to do it right, we do have reps in different cities. So if you're lucky enough to be in one of those cities, our reps can come in. They have meters. They can actually test the EMFs in your house, show you the levels. I've never seen a house in modern society that doesn't have levels that are way over what scientists say are safe. So the reason we like to show people is just to show them, like, we're not just talking about it. It's not theory. It's like, it's real. It's in your house. It's on your phone. It's on your router. It's on your Wi-Fi, smart TV, and so on. So anyway, we have, if you're lucky enough, we have a rep that will come in and assess your house, take meter readings, give you a recommendation of what products would fully fix your house. Hopefully you're going to do everything right, and all the little gadgets in it, and then they'll fix it on the spot. If you don't have, if you're not in one of the cities that, because we're just up and coming here, so we got, you know, spread all around the country, but not, we're definitely not in all 50 states. If you're not in one of those cities, then you can call us, and myself or another rep can walk you through what devices you have. Very easy to install yourself. Most of it's, you know, clip it on, plug it in, that kind of stuff.
Now, do you want to give people your email address if they have questions, or should they just go to your website?
Well, yeah, the email address that you can send it to, and sometimes I'm the one to answer, sometimes I'm not. But really, it's just info, I-N-F-O, at our website, which, again, is like emfsoul.com. So info at emfsoul.com. You can ask questions, or they can give us a call at 888-93-NO-EMF. I think that's 936-6363. So
888-936-6363. Great. So that's amazing. I'm going to be going to that website and searching it up because, you know, I don't think, I mean, I've gotten headaches, and I think it's from being on my phone. My son gets headaches. There's a lot. You know, people that have been on their phone for a long time, after a while, they start to feel sick. And so, you know, the concentration, the headache, the fatigue, you know, I think we've all experienced it.
Well, what's wild is people don't realize what this is doing until they fully fix everything. We have, like, all of our reps, almost all of our EMF specialists, because we actually have a training program where we have something called Certified EMF Practitioners that go through a training program and become certified. We have EMF specialists that are trained. And I think almost all or all of our specialists got their home fixed properly, didn't do the bare minimum, did their home, did their phones, did their cars. And then it's a high percentage of the time where we actually get a testimonial. And so they literally experienced some shift in their life and some major change. And then they asked us, can I be a rep? So we've not gone out and trying to hire anybody or bring on any reps ever. They've all come to us because we get so many testimonials that literally we've grown our company around that and word of mouth because of it. So it's been amazing. And I tell you, I am so passionate about this because I know it's invisible. People can't see it. They just think, the world thinks for some reason, like, this chronic fatigue and all these problems are just growing old and how it is. It's not how it's supposed to be. Dr. Klinghart is a famous chronic disease specialist and Lyme disease specialist and a famous guy. And he won't even, first of all, see people that don't address the EMFs. He tells them, don't waste your time trying to come to my Lyme disease clinic if you're not going to address the EMF issue. Because he knows it's going to be so hard for them to heal without properly addressing the EMFs. So,
yeah, I've heard him talk on several occasions. He's amazing.
Yeah.
He did Autism One. He's everywhere. So,
yeah, I'm fortunate to know him. And actually, he's got some of our products too. What was the point I was trying to make about him? He went to seminars when he got out of medical school, and he said there were no chronic fatigue seminars. There were almost no chronic disease seminars at all. This is like a modern disease, like all these chronic diseases popping up are all in the last, like, so many decades. So he said, like, now the medical school is full of chronic disease and chronic fatigue seminars. Why is that? And he's one of the people that are going to tell you, the famous medical doctors and scientists, EMS is probably the major cause of it all.
And 54% of our kids are sick.
It's scary. Sperm motility has been directly shown in many, many, many studies. You can go to the BioInitiative and look at that. it's been on national news and all kinds of other news recently that when I grew up to today, men produce less than half the sperm they used to in this country. That's scary. There's a lot of people. The fertility clinics are popping up all over the place because nobody can have babies anymore. It's scary. I read something that said for the first time in history, the United States is decreasing its population if we continue that what we've now seen in the last year or two is the amount of babies that are coming out.
And yeah, and twofold. Teenage pregnancy is down 50%. I mean, there's no coming back.
It's a big deal. And if you listen to the Barry Trower videos, you can't not address this. You want to be healthy and you don't address EMS, good luck. I mean,
we can find Barry Trower on YouTube.
Yes. He's got some great videos as well. I think if you Google his name, I believe it's B-A-R-R-I-E and then Trower. If you Google his name and EMF and schools or Wi-Fi and schools, you'll come up with some powerful testimonials or interviews from him that you just can't not address. It's the elephant in the room.
Yeah. Okay, Corey. You want to go over anything else? Let's send people to your website again. That's, emfsoul.com. SOL.com.
I would love to say another couple of things.
Okay.
I want people to take this serious. I want people to know how insanely gigantic and gargantuan this issue is. There was a study in Europe. The European Union paid over $4 million for, I believe it was 11 or 12 different institutions to participate in this study. They wanted to compare how much DNA damage was coming from your cell phone and compare that to a chest x-ray. And their study concluded, all these people and millions of dollars later, concluded that 24 hours on a cell phone was the same as about 1,600 chest x-rays worth of DNA damage.
That's insane.
And because of that, and a lot of other studies, over 40 countries now, modern countries all through Europe and other countries, have already passed federal laws banning Wi-Fi from elementary schools and a whole bunch of other stuff I could get into. So they
There's cancer.
They get this as a problem. Fortunately, I really believe it's fixable. I really believe we can live with this technology, which I love. I think it's awesome. I mean, the 5G's coming out that everybody's flipping out about. I believe it's fixable. I believe we can have 5G, live with it, and be even healthier than we were 30 years ago. But you have to fix it with something you trust. And I believe our stuff we've shown in blood tests and thermal imaging, and there's seven different ways. We've shown that they work. So all the evidence points to we can live with this stuff and get the benefits of it. I mean, when 5G comes out, this could be detrimental and really bad for society, or people are going to be able to do operations remotely. There's all kinds of great stuff that could come out of it. So if we can live with it and fix it, it could be like the Jetsons. It could be a fun, amazing society. That's my goal. And we're in the process of proving it so that we can actually get the cell tower companies to fix these as they put them up and so on. So that's, we have a big vision and that's just a piece of it.
Well, thank you so much for your time today. And, you know, everybody's sick, really, and we could all do way better. So I'm going to go to your website and see what I can do to help my family not only feel better, but be better.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for having me on, Candace.
Thank you, Corey Hillis, and we'll see you at Autism One. Enjoy
your day. We'll see you there. You too.
Bye-bye.